Chairman John Boozman of Arkansas may not even get a committee markup for his Farm Bill 2.0 before the August recess because the death of Sen. Lindsey Graham and the hospitalization of leader Mitch McConnell have robbed Republicans of the full attendance they need to move it without Democrats. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says her party stands united against GOP changes to SNAP food aid and even Sen. John Fetterman, once eyed as a swing vote, calls SNAP a top priority. To win support, Boozman already dropped the pork industry push to overturn California's Proposition 12, cut SNAP exemptions and pesticide deregulation, and narrowed the bill to expanded crop insurance, higher loan caps, and rural broadband and infrastructure. This matters because family farm bankruptcies jumped 46% in 2025, and a planned rescue of the $10 billion emergency bridge payment plus permanent year-round D15 ethanol is now stuck in the same logjam. A convergence of partisan gridlock, procedural obstacles, and in sudden political vacuum in the Senate has all but shattered GOP hopes of passing a long-overdue farm bill before Congress adjourns for its August recess. With only 2 weeks remaining on the legislative calendar, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, faces mounting doubts over whether he can even convene a markup for Farm Bill 2.0, a sweeping overhaul aimed at replacing the expired 2018 framework and stabilizing an agricultural sector hit hard by surging operational costs and falling commodity prices. What was already a precarious negotiation has been thrown into disarray by a sudden sequence of events in the Senate, the unexpected death of Sen. Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, and the weeks-long hospitalization of longtime Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, have crippled committee math and stalled broader legislative packages. To move a bill out of the Senate Agriculture Committee without Democratic backing, Republicans need every GOP member present. McConnell's absence denies Republicans that working majority. We're concerned about Sen. McConnell, and so hopefully that will be such that he can participate in the markup, Boozman told reporters on July 14, conceding he was still working on scheduling a date, adding to the complexity, South Carolina Gov. Henry McMaster recently appointed Darline Graham Nordone to fill her late brother's seat through January. While her arrival restores a vote on the floor, it does not replicate the formidable institutional weight or deal-making leverage Graham wielded over the high-stakes appropriations process. Even if Republicans achieve full attendance, Democratic support remains virtually non-existent. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, reaffirmed that Senate Democrats stand firm against Republican proposals altering the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program SNAP, particularly measures affecting state cost-sharing errors. Our Democrats are united that we need to see some change, Klobuchar said, and it really shouldn't be simplified, because it is such an unfair situation when high error rate states, 21-1, get the benefit of this. Republicans had eyed Sen. John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, as a potential swing vote on agricultural issues, but Klobuchar dismissed the idea that he would break ranks on nutrition. Senator Fetterman, someone who has his own ways about things, has been very clear that SNAP is a major priority for him, Klobuchar noted, and he's a member of our committee. The current stalemate comes despite significant concessions by Boozman to make the draft palatable to the broader chamber. Released in late June, Farm Bill 2.0 explicitly omitted a controversial, heavily lobbied push by the commercial pork industry to overturn California's Proposition 12 animal welfare mandates, a stark departure from the House version passed in April. Boozman acknowledged that while he personally opposes state-level mandates, forcing the issue in the Senate to over 60 votes are required to clear a filibuster was mathematically futile without Democratic backing. We can have all the organizations in the world support it, as I do, but if you can't find some Democrats to actually vote for it, it doesn't work, Boozman said. Similar bipartisan realities forced committee architects to strip out proposed state-level SNAP exemptions and pesticide deregulation, focusing instead on expanding crop insurance coverage, raising loan caps, and modernizing rural infrastructure, childcare, and broadband. While Washington remains bogged down in procedural mechanics, economic stress across the American heartland is accelerating. Nationwide, family farm bankruptcy surged by 46% in 2025. Farm Safety Net Timeline 2018, passage of the Agricultural Improvement Act 5-year authorization 2023, original farm bill expires, Congress begins relying on temporary extensions 2025, Family farm bankruptcies rise 46% nationwide as crop margins narrow April 2026. House Agriculture Committee advances its version of the Farm Bill June 2026. Senate Agriculture Committee releases Farm Bill 2.0 discussion draft July 2026. Greer recess markup timeline stalls amid Senate leadership absences to deliver immediate relief. Senate leaders had planned a two-track strategy. Push the multi-year farm bill through committee while attaching a $10 billion emergency bridge payment and a permanent year-round E15 ethanol expansion to an upcoming supplemental spending bill. However, the jurisdictional hurdle of E15, which falls under the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee chaired by Sen. Shelley Moore Capito, Republican from West Virginia, combined with a leadership vacuum on the Appropriations Committee, has stalled that fast-track relief strategy as well. With the clock running out before lawmakers leave Capitol Hill for the summer, veteran lawmakers are preparing producers for further delay. Sen. Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, predicted that the combination of missing votes, contentious election year politics, and a Jan 4 calendar will push any final resolution well past November. I wish we could get a farm bill before the election, but I think that's going to come after the election, Grassley said, adding that Congress will almost certainly have to pass yet another extension of the expired 2018 law to keep basic programs running. For producers waiting on structural updates to crop insurance and loan access, that delay means navigating another planting cycle under an outdated regulatory framework, leaving farm country to bear the cost of Washington's gridlock.